But sometimes we're willing to go about that in such a way that we don't put enough emphasis on investments in our long-term health. And what I mean by investments in our long-term health, I'm talking to those of you out there who come to this podcast every single week, but don't make change. You know what you need to do. You're the person who's always saying, oh yeah, I know I need to eat more protein. And then I hear it every single week on Chris's podcast, but you don't do anything. What type of investment are you actually putting into your health? What deposits are you putting into that bank account that is your health, that is your long-term, that is your 85-year-old life, where you're crushing it and you're not the person who's on the medication. You're the person who's still in the gym, still going for walks, prioritizing their mental well-being, reducing stress in their life, and actually enjoying your years of retirement, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I don't know, because I look at my own family members and I look at my parents' parents, my grandparents, and I see two really different ends of the spectrum.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Hello, Fix listeners. Welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber. And not only do I have a solo episode for you all today, I actually have a giveaway. And as you might have noticed, immediately within the first 10 seconds, my voice is sounding a little rocky. I just spent the last weekend, 4 days, at an amazing event in Dallas, Texas. It was my first time in Texas. If you saw me over on Instagram, I was talking about it the whole time I was there, but this incredible learning experience, I don't even know where to begin. And I'm still kind of reflecting and processing on all the things that I learned, the relationships that I've built, the new connections that I've made. And I will probably weave some of that into this conversation, but I lost my voice in the time that I was there from chatting with friends and from being in really loud rooms and music and all that good stuff. So bear with me if you're listening to this episode and you're like, that doesn't sound like our usual Krista. It's just a sign that I had a whole lot of fun and am coming back so jazzed up, so excited with so many ideas. And I could not wait to record this podcast episode. And when I say I could not wait, I literally like got off the plane, not even 2.5 hours ago. That was a whole story. And it's probably a story I will weave into this podcast because I was supposed to be home by like 3 p.m. And I was like, I got to record this episode because I have so much on my heart and so many ideas. More importantly, because we are coming up on the end of October. And if you follow me on Instagram, you guys know that October is a really big month for the Fitness Fix brand. Why? Because we have our birthday for the Fitness Fix in October, and this is our 3-year anniversary. So to celebrate the Fitness Fix turning 3, I have a little fun for you, the listeners, and my Instagram followers out there. We're gonna do a giveaway. So here's how it works. If you don't listen to the rest of this episode and you just get through the next minute, this is the most important part if you want to enter the giveaway. So first of all, what the heck am I giving away? Well, we're doing a little Fitness Fix swag bag. So you might get your hands on a hat or maybe a sweatshirt. We have some new merch dropping. But more importantly, we're giving away some good nutrition stuff. That means the winner of this giveaway will get 30 minutes on Zoom with yours truly to break down a custom macronutrient program, give you a full-blown audit of your MyFitnessPal if you choose to track your food, something we can talk about once I select the winner, and really help you implement within the next 21 days, if not even 2 weeks, your own protocol. That is exactly what we provide our clients inside of our one-on-one Fitness Fix program. So if you're a longtime listener of the show, and we're actually coming up on the 3-year anniversary of the podcast too, if you're a longtime listener of the show, chances are, if you're not a current client, you might be wondering exactly what it looks like. And I think I do a pretty good job of providing a lot of that insight, letting you guys into some of our group coaching calls. When you hear those recordings on other episodes, we actually have one of those coming up next week through this podcast. But I thought, what better way to give back to this amazing community, thank all of you for your support across social media, not just here on this podcast, than really give that extra level, really allow somebody who might be coming, showing up, listening to these podcasts every single week, maybe even taking some notes and saying to themselves, you know what? I want to implement these things that Krista is suggesting However, I find that I'm getting stuck and I just feel like I need that little extra push, that little extra bit of accountability. But maybe for whatever reason, you happen to be afraid to take the leap to sign up for one-on-one coaching. Well, I'm going to make that a little bit easier for you. And like I said, one lucky winner of the giveaway, and I'm about to tell you how you got to enter, so keep listening, is going to get that 30-minute Zoom meeting with me, and we'll come up with a little protocol for you to truly hit the ground running and start to see changes in your physique, in your mental health, the way you feel when you're working out, all that good stuff. So I'm very happy to be able to do this. I'm just, before I even get into the rest of this conversation, want to acknowledge how grateful I am for the growth that the Fitness Fix has seen, not over, only over the course of these last 3 years, but honestly, in these last 6 months has just been incredible. The reach has grown, the number of women and men we get to work with on a regular basis. I wake up and I see how full my calendar is, and it's the best feeling. I'd so much rather it be this way. As somebody who has gone through the trials and the tribulations of trying to figure out if this business could come to life, if this was the path that I really wanted to choose, and question it a lot, it's just one of those moments where I can take a step back and really kind of reflect and say, wow, this is so much bigger than I expected it to be, because my vision keeps growing and growing every single day. And I have some super exciting plans for 2024, but not going to get ahead of myself or spoil anything just yet. So this is a thank you, a moment of gratitude, and really a chance to reflect. And that's exactly what the reflection piece is, exactly what I'll be getting into in today's podcast. I came up with 10 different things, 10 of my and my clients' top takeaways after hundreds of transformations. I probably could have come up with like 100, but we'll keep it to 10. So you're not here all day, of working with clients inside of the Fitness Fix program, in the different gym settings I've been in, through our gym nutrition challenges that we run locally here in New Jersey. I've just had the chance to touch a lot of the people's lives and really encourage people to think about their food differently. And I'm so grateful for that. And if there's a listener out there who is maybe even new to the show, this is such an awesome episode for you to jump in on, because you're going to get to cut the fat literally and figuratively and get right into it and say, hey, I don't want to waste my time. I want to get the results in a way that's sustainable, in a way that I can stick to. Well, then you're going to want to turn the volume way up on this interview. Well, it's just me talking to myself. So with that said, how the heck do you enter this giveaway? How can you get the opportunity to sit down for 30 minutes with me and get a deep dive and a big old training on all things macronutrients, looking at your workout programming, looking at how you recover, how you sleep, the whole deep dive? You have two things you need to do for me. First and foremost, since you are listening to the podcast, I'm going to start with what you need to do for the show. I would love if you would take 20 seconds to go ahead and leave a review on whatever platform you happen to be listening on. Apple, Spotify, those are the top two, any platform. Leave hopefully a 5-star review and a comment. This part's important. Comment why you like the show. If you don't comment why you like the show, I won't be able to find the person who submitted the stars. So please make sure, do me that favor, go the extra step. It takes literally a few extra seconds. Just write a little something for us about what you find helpful, what kind of value do you specifically find from the Fitness Fix. And that's really important, because the more reviews we get, the more comments on those reviews we get, the more likely these algorithms and platforms are actually going to push this show and my content and the Fitness Fix content out to other people who, based on their listening, might be interested in that. So that's going to be step number one. And then step number two is super, super easy. You're going to go to my Instagram post that drops on the same day, Thursday, that this episode comes out. And it's a cute little picture of me, and it says the Fitness Fix turns 3. And it's actually going to be the top 10 things that I'm going to walk through in this episode. I need you to throw it a like, maybe even tag a friend or two for some bonus points if you want to go nuts. And that will serve as your entry, both of those steps, leaving a review with an actual comment on the show and liking the post, announcing that we're turning 3 and doing this really fun giveaway with the macro consult with me, with a little bit of Fitness Fix swag and just some, you know, cool bragging rights that you get to officially, unofficially be a part of our community. So with that, thank you guys for being here, and we're going to get right into it. So like I said, I've been reflecting a lot recently. One of the things that I've been doing even just this weekend, and a big reason why I totally lost my voice, is because I spent the entire last 4 or 5 days telling people what I do. And in telling people what I do, what the Fitness Fix stands for, what my message is, what my personal brand is, it's given me a chance to really take a step back and refine that message. But more importantly, think about where the Fitness Fix has been and where the Fitness Fix intends to go. And like I alluded to, we have some big plans for 2024 and beyond. So I thought it'd be appropriate coming up on birthday number 3 to take a minute and just really kind of think through the biggest lessons and takeaways that I've had and my clients have had, and actually that my clients have taught me in my evolution as a coach in the last 3 years. Because look, I've become a much better coach because I've had the opportunity to work with more people. I've seen what works well for clients. I've seen what doesn't work well for clients, how to find this balance between empathy and bringing a person up to the place where they know they can take responsibility for owning their health. And this was an even more full circle moment for me because, as I mentioned in saying, I hopped on a plane this morning, thought I'd be home by 3 p.m. my time, and it turned into basically 7 p.m. I had kind of a scary moment a couple days ago, and I was getting on the plane to go back from Dallas to Newark. Really quick flight. It's less than 3 hours, 2:50 or something. And we're about halfway through. We're like pretty close to Ohio. And all of a sudden, the woman next to me starts saying that she doesn't feel well. And she was an elderly woman, early 80s. And something just didn't seem right. Flight attendants start coming over. They had happened to be coming around with like the drink cart and stuff, asked her if she wanted a drink. And somewhere in the moments between this, she started saying that she was concerned, feeling anxious. Her chest was feeling kind of tight. And all of a sudden the loudspeaker goes off and one of the flight attendants asks anybody in the cabin if there's a medical professional on board. A couple of people, amazing Samaritans, an EMT, an RN, and a doctor all came up and said, how can we help? Spare you guys the details. There's just a lot of confusion. She wasn't really sure what was going on, but she was panicking. She mentioned that she had a lot of anxiety. She had some digestive issues and she was on blood pressure medication. So they were trying to figure out, could they give her something else? Did she need an IV? What could they possibly do for this woman? Long story short, she needed IV. She completely passed out at one point. They kept asking the medical professionals that were assisting her, kept asking for an AED just in case they needed it. And honestly, it was really scary. There was a lot of commotion. People were looking around. I'm sure this poor woman felt so embarrassed by what was happening. And ultimately, we had to ground the plane in Cincinnati, Ohio, wait there so that more EMTs or a fire marshal could come and help her get off the plane and get her proper medical attention in an emergency room, because there was concern that even with the little medical kit and the emergency kit that is on a plane, it doesn't necessarily have anything you need, everything you need. And one of the EMTs was kind of like throwing together an IV. And I just have so much respect for what they did and how they just jumped into action. And it was really cool to just kind of see people banding together. And I think that's important in a time in the world that we live in today where a lot of people don't really seem that supportive of each other. You have these moments, although unfortunate, and although this woman was not in a good state, it reminds you of the goodness in humanity. So that was one of my takeaways from the experience. But tying this back into health and wellness, it really put things into perspective for me. I work with so many people who desire fat loss. I do too. I want to look my best because alongside of looking my best is also feeling my best. But sometimes, truthfully, we get caught up in the vanity metric, seeing the number on the scale go down, seeing you fit into a different pant size, taking a photo and having your friend show it to you and you being like, oh, I actually really like how that picture looks. Who doesn't love those things? We all do. But honestly, they're actually the byproducts of what we should be seeking. And here's why that story, that this tragic incident, and thankfully I believe the woman is okay, but it was very, very scary in the moment, highlights that. At some point, if you didn't know this, here's a little knowledge for you guys today. Everyone is going to experience high blood pressure. And I actually learned that this weekend. And I kind of knew that, but I didn't like think about it. When you put it into context, it's just a stress response. So while for some people, it might be a chronic state of high blood pressure, and that's an issue, at some point in your life, you're going to have a moment, even if it's just seconds, where you could experience some form of high blood pressure. So this isn't to say we can avoid it, but it is to say that we can take steps to avoid the chronic high blood pressure and not be the person who's on medication and take care of our mental health. And recognizing that if we have anxiety, going and seeking out support through a community like the Fitness Fix, through talking to a therapist, but not allowing yourself to get to a point where you're 81, 82 years old. And this woman was taking a huge risk. And I respect the fact that she was like, you know what? I'm getting on this plane. I have somewhere I have to go, but that's scary. And as somebody who is approaching age 30, it just really reminded me that we need to think long term. We need to think about goals that we have for ourselves, because if you listen to last week's podcast, Dougal made it super clear. The Life Force team made it super clear. The data is there. It's not a question of, are you going to live longer? If you absolutely do not take care of yourself, no, you will not live longer. But just because of technology and because of what we know today that we didn't even know 20 or 10, 15 years ago, the average lifespan is continuing to be longer and longer, even if it's a few years versus you living to 120. Some people are going to live to 120, but it begs the question of, do you want to live to 120 if you don't have a good quality of life? If you can't get around, if you are completely reliant on medication, if your family feels like they don't really have any other choice because you need around the clock care, that's a reality of aging. And it's just, it sounds morbid, but it is the reality of life that we all have to recognize and we have to accept. And what better way to take ownership and responsibility for our health than to do something about it right now, today? And that is my number one message from this entire episode. As I said a few times already, I am going to give you 10 different takeaways, 10 different learning lessons that both myself and my clients have shown me, have helped me. They helped me come up with this list as I was kind of prepping it and writing the notes for the show. But that one's at the top. And it's really easy to think instant gratification, to think just a few, 3 months, 6 months in front of you and saying, oh, I want to get to this certain weight. I want to be able to even like hit a specific deadlift in the gym, whatever it is. It could be a performance. But sometimes we're willing to go about that in such a way that we don't put enough emphasis on investments in our long-term health. And what I mean by investments in our long-term health, I'm talking to those of you out there who come to this podcast every single week, but don't make change. You know what you need to do. You're the person who's always saying, oh yeah, I know I need to eat more protein. And then I hear it every single week on Chris's podcast, but you don't do anything. What type of investment are you actually putting into your health? What deposits are you putting into that bank account that is your health, that is your long-term, that is your 85-year-old life where you're crushing it and you're not the person who's on the medication. You're the person who's still in the gym, still going for walks, prioritizing their mental well-being, reducing stress in their life, and actually enjoying your years of retirement, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I don't know. Because I look at my own family members and I look at my parents' parents, my grandparents, and I see two really different ends of the spectrum. And I can tell you how reassuring it is to see on one side of my family that my one grandpa is still crushing it in the gym and he's probably lifting heavier than some of you guys, which is just so cool. So big inspiration for me. But we all, like so many other things in our society, are really driven by the immediate near-term pain of not liking how we look, that I think sometimes we're willing to take those shortcuts or choose the methods that are just truly not long-term because we want something right now. We want to look a certain way for a birthday, a trip, or whatever it is. And I had the opportunity today to just take a step back and, while being afraid, reflect on what I was watching in that situation with this woman and say, I wrote it on my Instagram page. I put it on my stories. I wrote it in our Fitness Fix client community that we have. And I just said to everybody, you're in the driver's seat. It matters how you show up at 20, 30, 45, 50. How you show up right now is going to dictate what your life looks and feels like at 85. But the good news is it's never too late. So if you're 45, if you're 22, if you are 17, it literally does not matter because you can always start. You can always have a day one, which is incredible and something to really be appreciative of. If you choose to take this information, surround yourself with the right people and do something about it. So with that, let's get into our list of 10, but that really should probably be at the very top of the list, or we'll treat it as a bonus as number 11. Now, when I put this list together, I reached out to my clients and I said, hey guys, I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are some of your biggest takeaways that you've had inside of the Fitness Fix program, whether you've been here for 2 months, 6 months, some of our clients have been with us a year, I've had clients with us for 2 years. What are some of the things that you've learned about your experience inside of this program, and how has that actually changed, or what are those things that have really challenged the belief and the thought patterns that you had before you came into the Fitness Fix? Like, think about those old dieting rules that you relied on, those old fitness approaches,
and what are some of the stuff that just completely kind of got dismantled. So that's what we did for this episode.
So I would be remiss. I wouldn't be on brand if I didn't bring up protein as the very first one. Here it is. If you could only make one change, if you're overwhelmed, if you feel like you got too much going on, if you feel like you're confused, but you just want to start with something, you want to take action after that whole speech I just gave about you thinking about your longevity, just focus on protein. If that's the only thing you could do to see a significant change in your body composition, there are like 5 or 6 other things I would really want you to do. But if I had like gun to my head and someone was like, I can only handle one thing and one thing only when it comes to managing my health and maintaining or changing my physique, what is it? First answer is going to be protein. If you are not consuming roughly your body weight in protein, or maybe your ideal body weight in protein, if that number seems intimidating to you, ladies out there, it has to be over 100. That's a mistake I see time and again. You guys are eating barely 100 grams of protein. Some days it's 60, some days it's 55. I don't know how you're not starving. You probably are. And then what do you do right before dinner? Maybe not make the absolute best, most nutritionally valuable choices. So eat your damn protein because it's going to help you stay fuller. It's also going to help you maintain lean muscle mass. So that's our first one. Second one. This one's a big one. They're all big ones. Your food rules that you've developed over a lifetime, hear me when I say this, people, a lifetime will not be undone overnight. The number of people, I think this was probably the one that if I were to poll every client, they would all say this one. The ideas that they have in their head around what foods are good versus what foods are bad, the foods they might avoid when, like pasta, when they're trying to lose body fat. It took you until you were whatever age you are right now today, when you were listening to this, to have that belief inside of you. And with the way the human brain works, it's gonna take you a little bit more than one night and one conversation with a coach like myself to be like, yep, nope, I don't believe that anymore. And everything that Krista says is totally right. And I'm just gonna trust her and trust the process. I don't ask any of my clients to just trust the process. I think that's bullshit. I want them to trust me because I have hundreds of other examples I can point to of people who have trusted the process that we've developed and the approach that we take to nutrition and fitness and let that speak for itself. But I want them to have conviction about it in their own lives because long after my relationship with them ends, well after their time in the program, if they're truly successful, they're doing this without me. So they have to want it. They have to intrinsically believe these things. And the belief isn't going to come from, oh, this person with a nutrition certification told me this was true. And she helped 60, 80, 90, just in the last few months, other people do this. So it must be right. You have cultural values. You have just these intrinsic beliefs. You have societal messaging that's gotten pushed on you. Maybe things your mom said to you, whether they were intentional or innocent. She had conditioning too, that you're hanging on to those rules. And because you've hung on to them for at least 5, 6, maybe in 15, 20 years, you can't expect to just wake up one morning and be like, okay, I surrender. I'm going to eat pasta whenever I want to because Krista said it was okay. And it's not that simple. I'm not telling anybody who wants to lose body fat to eat pasta every single day, but you guys get my point. So I could go on and on about that one because I feel really passionate about it. And I think it's a point of frustration, even for clients actively inside of our program, and something that they find every month when we hop on our benchmark calls, they really have to work towards. Sometimes they don't even notice the patterns and the conditioning there until they take a minute to step back, to have that conversation with our coaching staff, to fill out their weekly check-in form and mention that they went out to eat and they continually were ordering the salad when they actually ran it into their MyFitnessPal, checked the macros, and the burger would have been a better choice. Those aha moments for me as a coach are incredible, but it's actually because I see the repeated challenge and emotional state that clients have around the things they thought they should be doing because at some point in their life, they tried it for 30 days and thought that it worked, even though 30 days later, they're right back to where they started. Next, this is huge too. I'm going to say that about every single one. The body you desire will not happen. The physique, the shape, the lean, toned, jacked look that you want, or maybe it's not that, whatever it is that you want, whatever body you have in your head will not happen after just one single calorie deficit phase. For those of you who are newer around here, what do I mean by calorie deficit? Well, that is the state in which you are consuming fewer calories than you are burning off. That is the method. Doesn't matter if it's called macros, ketos, whatever. Doesn't matter how you slice it or dice it. At the root of these diet approaches, if they result in fat loss, every single one of them has this in common. They include a calorie deficit phase, a period that period in my world and in our coaching program should not be anywhere longer than 16 weeks at the max. 12 is usually a sweet spot, sometimes even 8 for a lot of our clients. So it's not a long time. It's a very small chunk of the year, but a lot of people have this perception that they're constantly trying to diet. They're kicking themselves out of that deficit come every Friday, Saturday, because they're consuming a bunch of calories that they're not recognizing because they've never tracked them in their life. And then they're having drinks and going out to eat and blah, 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 blah. The diet approach that we take inside of this program. And when I say the diet approach, I mean that phase where you actually intentionally, purposefully reduce your calories to maintain as much muscle as possible, but still look lean and toned, shed a little bit of body fat. The best results are the ones where we go through that over the course of a year, at least twice. So I say this as a message of patience and keeping in mind that I'm going to be super straight. When somebody hops on a sales call with us, and I go over our options. Hey, we have a 7-month, 9-month program, whatever it is. I always tell them, you can pick one of these shorter ones, but I'm going to tell you right now, 99.99% of our clients are with us for at least a year for two reasons. One, they come into this with an expectation of a physique that they want, a goal weight that they have, a dress that they want to fit. And they realize that if they do it the right way, it's not going to happen in 6 months, but even better, they realize that that's okay because the magic that happens inside there is them setting better boundaries, is them having more freedom to enjoy the foods they want to enjoy, is them feeling like they can go out and live their life, is them feeling like they're not just going to literally stare at a piece of bread and be like, oh, I gained 3 pounds. Because I have clients that feel like that. I've had points in my life where I felt like this. So I know I can say that. They get so liberated off this idea that they can find the balance. I know I hate that word. I always say that I hate that word, but it comes up on every episode that they really desire to look and feel how they want to feel, be the mom that they want to be the partner that they want to be, the sister, the friend, whatever hat they're wearing. But they recognize that journey is going to take a few cycles. And they also recognize that that journey is going to take a few cycles because shit changes in your life. The one thing in your life that is guaranteed is change. I have a great episode coming out next week all around life transitions, new jobs, change in relationships, moving, different seasons, whether that's summer, being busier at work, going on vacations, travel, whatever it is. So I won't spoil that because I'm going to spend literally like 35 minutes talking to you guys about it. But when my clients see, and they have all learned this from being in our Fitness Fist program for at least a year, that the body they really desire isn't going to happen after just one calorie deficit phase. You want to know how I know that they'll be successful? They choose to stay because they have so much more knowledge to go through it for their round two, let's call it, but they appreciate the accountability and they know they'll be more successful with the accountability because that's what happened during round one. And now they're like, let's double down, Coach Krista. Let me tell you how I'm going to do this. And I'm like, okay, let's go. You coach the coach. That's how I know that I'm doing a good job. All right. This is for my ladies out there. Your fear of getting bulky is actually preventing you from getting lean and toned. I'm going to say this one more time. I feel like this is kind of a mic drop statement. Your fear, the women out there who are like, oh my gosh, forget looking at the piece of bread. If you're like, oh my gosh, if I even so much as look at a dumbbell and I lift a little bit heavier than those, and I'm not going to throw it away there because I want to be polite when I say this, but let's say heavier than 5 pounds. All you ladies out there can curl heavier than 5 pounds. And if you can't, within 4 weeks of working with us, you're going to be throwing up tens, I promise. You do not have the testosterone production as a female to worry about getting bulky. Here's the hard truth. If you believe in your heart of hearts that weight training, that dumbbells, barbells, resistance training, period, you can even body weight resistance train. If you believe that that makes you bulky because you say that there's a time in your life that it has made you bulky, I'm calling you out right this second to let you know that you were bulky because your diet probably sucked. Sorry, your diet was there's no shot your diet was consistent. There's no shot you were eating enough protein. There's no chance you were consistent on the weekends or maybe at some other point in your week or some other period in your life threw you off a little bit, some other kind of stressor, kids, job, relationship, whatever. There's no way that strength training was what actually made you bulky because you can't have that happen when you don't have the hormonal profile for it, but when you don't eat enough food for it either. So if you feel bulky, we got to look at your food intake. And what's even crazier, and the reason why I worded this way, is the women that you see on Instagram that you're like, oh, she's so lean. I love her physique. Go ask her what she is lifting and you might be shocked that she is putting up some heavy plates and really challenging herself in the gym. Why? Because she learns to eat more food. She knows she needs to stimulate her muscle tissue. tear it down to build it back up. And she can do that with the proper training program plus recovery and a few other things mixed in. That if, by the way, plug in that giveaway one more time, you leave the review for this episode, you throw a like up on our new Instagram post about this giveaway, and you just might be the person who can have this conversation with me specific to you, and I can help you really understand this and help you break it down a little bit more, because it's a limiting belief for so many of you guys out there. You guys meaning you ladies out. All right, next up. Love this one too. Learning how, I already hinted at this, to eat more food will make it easier to diet, even if the timeline is longer. Again, the realization that when you take a step back, you surrender to a new process and you say, okay, I've tried to eat less and less. I've tried the 1200 calorie diet. I'm back in a position where I'm listening to the show looking for advice. I'm back in a position where I'm reaching out to Krista for coaching. Objectively, take your emotion out of it. The 1200 calorie diet doesn't work. So what if we flip that on its head and we say, cool, and I'm gonna throw out a bigger number on purpose. What if we eat 2000 calories? Some of you out there are like, oh my God, 2000 calories. The number of clients that I take from a very up and down, maybe 1300 calories for most days of the week. Then Friday, Saturday rolls around. It's 1300 calories for breakfast, lunch. Dinner happens. You go out, you have a few drinks. You don't even know this, guys, but you are consuming 2000 calories. And then you're like, why can't I lose weight? I'm only consuming 1300. If we learn how to eat more, we clean up that process I just described, that scenario I just described. We make it more consistent by giving you permission to have more food. Your diet will be easier for two reasons. One, this is the whole concept of reverse dieting. Your metabolism will be able to know how to handle more food. But two, your behavior will be much easier to adjust. And you will also have just proven to yourself that if you can be consistent on more food, you can be consistent on less. Better said, if you can't be consistent on more food, I promise you, you are setting yourself up for failure if you immediately think that you're going to jump into eating less, because it's not going to last that long. And you think it's going to because you're on this hamster wheel of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm good. I'm eating 1300 calories. And then what happens? Like I said, I'm going to say it one more time. Friday rolls around. You're not honest or being honest with yourself or even being objective because you're not writing it down. You're not using MyFitnessPal, that you don't actually have a concept of what your average calorie intake looks like, because you're telling yourself this story that Monday through Thursday looks so good because it's veggies, it's chicken, it's all these things. And then you deprive yourself of the pizza, the pasta until Friday comes and it's like, all bets are off. If that's you, if that's ever been you, you are such a candidate for reverse dieting. You would do so well because of the mental capacity that you would develop, coupled with a better education around how food fits together, to see that you can live your life, you can enjoy the things you want to enjoy, and still achieve your goals and still have fun with your family, with your friends on date night, going to the wine bar with your girlfriends, having your book club. That's really code for hanging out with other moms and enjoying the foods that you really want to enjoy on those nights, because you knew that you showed up and did what you needed to do the other days of the week and those other meals that you had on your own. And the last piece of that is key. Even if the timeline is longer, that goes back to all my comments earlier around instant gratification and us wanting things to happen faster. The timeline doesn't matter. And I will talk about this next week too. The timeline means jack, because tomorrow's going to come anyway. And the next day is going to come, and the next month, and the next year. So you're actually making the timeline longer by looking for these quick fixes that you do, then you stop, you do, then you stop, that cumulatively altogether you've spent more money on, and you've actually extended that timeline versus just jumping into a program like ours, where we change your perspective and ask you to challenge yourself to think about food differently and give yourself permission to enjoy foods that you thought were off limits before, so that you can trust yourself around those things. It's also about how you think about your time, how you think about your role as a parent, how you think about your role as a professional. Are you a big people pleaser? Are you the person who is being really reactive when it comes to your food choices because you have to run this kid here, you have to get to this event there, you have to finish this email, whatever. You promised a friend you'd go do something for them, a favor. That's not a food problem. That's actually how you see yourself and the obligations and the stories that you're telling yourself. And we address that too. And one of the ways that we do that is through this idea of challenging the typical diet culture approaches and getting you to actually eat more food and getting you to accept the benefit, the massive benefit of having a longer timeline. Got three more for you guys. Stay with me. Back to the training stuff. Back to this bulky conversation. When you focus on building muscle rather than just losing body fat, you can enjoy more foods that in the past you thought you couldn't. So this one kind of hits home one more time on this idea of food rules, avoiding the foods that have been deemed unhealthy or bad for you for whatever reason, because they're more caloric. They have more carbohydrates typically in fat and less protein. Here's the really, 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 really cool thing about muscle. Muscle is like a sponge. The more you have of it, the more you can quote unquote get away with eating certain foods that you your whole life have put into that unhealthy category. The person that you see with the shredded abs or the really lean physique and the big booty and the tight waist, you see them having something that you'd be like, there's no way that person eats that. Maybe they don't eat it all the time. Chances are they don't. That's not a maybe, that's a probably. But their metabolism and their body has more of a capacity to take that food, even if it's not the best quality food relative to you having the chicken and the rice and the veggies, and actually doing something with it, converting that energy, then going into the gym, pushing yourself with those weights. That's how this all ties together. Changing that stimulus, challenging those muscle fibers to then put on more muscle, and in putting on more muscle, which you do, by the way, by eating more food, that you then can enjoy those things. It all comes full circle, which is a beautiful thing. Second to last one of our biggest learning lessons. If you don't have a lot of time to be in the gym, get your ass off the Stairmaster and off the elliptical and grab a set of dumbbells. I like to joke, but it's true. My version of cardio is lifting weights, but a little bit faster. Real talk, you guys, when I move into a fat loss phase myself, if I wanna add more cardio, I add in more walks with Bean. And I like to do that outside, depending on the time of year. I'll hop on the treadmill. I have a little treadmill walking pad in my apartment. I'll walk on it during meetings too. And I just reduce the rest in between my sets. So I literally lift weights or move barbells or use a piece of equipment that is strength-based faster. And that helps me with my cardiovascular health. But it also helps me kill two birds with one stone and build that lean muscle, which ultimately then will help me burn more calories in the long run. And if I can burn more calories in the long run, then when I want to lose body fat, what do we think is going to happen? Because what did I say? We have to be in a calorie deficit. The loop keeps getting closed. So stop wasting your time thinking that you need to do more cardio and take a step back and look at how you might be able to better utilize strength-based workouts, equipment, programming to get that sculpted shape that you desire. And our last one that I did kind of hit on already, but I'm going to underscore it. The weight loss solution that lasts a lifetime will not happen in 3 months. Again, the weight loss solution that lasts a lifetime. The one that you're not calling me in 6 months saying, Krista, I forgot everything you taught me. I need to start over. Let's go. If you're coming back, it's because you like the accountability. And that's okay. It's so okay that you don't achieve something in 3 months because your life is happening anyway. I just said it. Your life's going to go on either way. So what difference does it make if you lose 5 pounds in 4 months, or if you lose 10 pounds in 8, or if you lose literally 6 pounds over the course of a year? It's a change. It's material. Whether it was a lot or a little bit, guess what was a lot? You actually making the decision every single day or most days of the week to show up and be a different person. Because if you didn't show up and be a different person, you quite simply would see no delta. There would be no change. Because if you kept the same habits, at minimum, you'd look exactly the same. But for most people, why? Because life throws curveballs, other wrenches at it. You actually would gain weight instead if you changed absolutely nothing. And we know you don't want that. We know that if you really were super satisfied, maybe you wouldn't listen to the show. I don't know. Maybe you just really love the Fitness Fix and I appreciate you. And if you're out there and you're just like, yes, I love getting all this nutrition knowledge. Hell yeah, Krista. Keep listening. Don't go anywhere. Maybe you just want to continue to better yourself and I love you for that. But we get so fixated on this idea that 3 months seems like a reasonable time to get somewhere. I've been talking about this with clients recently because I have a few brides in our program and they're starting to refer friends and they have friends going through that season of life. There's just more weddings. And I always say, I love when I get a bride that comes to me and has more than a year until her wedding. Why? Well, I could literally go back through and go through all these things again, because chances are she's probably convinced she needs to be on the Stairmaster. Chances are she doesn't recognize that if she builds more muscle, she can have more fun with her food choices, maybe have a little more flexibility on the weekends with her fiance and friends. Chances are she doesn't recognize that our intent is to actually teach her how to eat more first and then we'll eat less later. And chances are that she might have that fear of getting bulky, yet we're going to change her perspective and help her see that that is actually the same exact approach we take to getting lean and toned, if not a better approach, because we're focusing on that diet piece. We're focusing on her food choices. And that very first one I hit on, well, protein technically, the third one I hit on, I should say, they're giving themselves enough time to go through more than one calorie deficit, which also means that by the time they get to their wedding in those 2-3 months before, they're not on some crazy low macros with some crazy low calories, feeling like they can't enjoy their bridal shower or their bachelorette party or whatever it is, all that fun stuff leading up to your big day. So that's just one example, but I think one that I can really kind of walk through all the points that I've made so far. So just to wrap this all up and bring it back together, and we go through all of them one more time and then remind you about that giveaway one last time and I'll close out the show. But these are the top takeaways that I've had after hundreds of very successful client transformations, a growing team, a growing brand, and changes in my own fitness journey and my own fitness beliefs and my own nutrition beliefs. First and foremost, one change and one change only. You could stop the episode right here. And if it's the only thing you did, eat more protein. Then acknowledge that the food rules you have, the labels that you've created for foods, you developed them over however long you've been on this earth. And for that reason, they can't be undone overnight. Next, the body you desire won't happen after just one of those calorie deficits. It's going to take a few. It's going to take you bring your calories down, then learning how to bring them back up, finding flexibility, moving away from some of the structure and tools, living your life in the gray because life itself is gray. And then doing it all over again and recognizing the seasons and points and times and places in your life where that deficit phase, that extra level of discipline, that extra push actually makes sense. Next, your fear of getting bulky, that, oh my God, I'm just going to be so jacked and I don't want to be jacked, is actually the thing that's stopping you from getting lean and toned. The people that you look up to, the people whose physiques you admire, I promise you they lift some heavy shit. More food, who doesn't want to hear that? Learning how to eat more food will make it easier for you to diet, even if that's a longer timeline. And in eating more food, you therefore focus on building more muscle. You train like you want to build more muscle. You don't train out of fear for being bulky. You don't train with the sole intention of just losing as much body fat as fast as possible. You will learn that you can. You will have the metabolic flexibility to enjoy more foods that you thought you couldn't and you probably didn't enjoy in the past. And then you'd cut them out and binge on them later. If you don't have a lot of time in the gym, get yourself into a resistance training routine. It is far more effective than those elliptical Stairmaster routines. And most importantly, the weight loss solution that lasts a lifetime will not happen in 3 months, but better yet, that is A-okay because your life will be continuing on anyway. And then that bonus one that I hit you guys with my story at the beginning of the show, think bigger. Think about the version of yourself 25 years from now. What do you want? We get really focused on the day-to-day. We get busy. We just think, oh, the next 3 months are going to look like XYZ. Oh, I'll work on something in the winter. Oh, I'll work on something in January. Oh, I'll work on something in summer. You keep kicking that can down the road. All of a sudden you blink. And I hear this all the time with my clients who have kids. It's one of those timelines. It's one of those events in your life where you realize exactly how fast time truly goes as you see them age and you see them grow up, especially when they're really little. So many of my clients are like, hey, I blinked to my kids too. The same thing happens to you. And as an adult, you are an example for them. If you need something else to hold on to that's bigger than you. But if you love the life you have right now and you want to be in your 80s, 90s, doing the same things that you are currently doing today, you need to think more than the vanity metrics. You need to think about the total approach. You need to think about your recovery. You need to think about sleep. You need to think about how you manage stress. You need to think about finding enjoyment in every single one of these things that I just said. That should have been another thing in and of itself. I just came up with like 5 more takeaways in the last 5 seconds and I didn't label them in that nice, neat list. But another one that's worth ending on is the cliche of you gotta like the process. And it's not a cliche because it's necessary because life is too short to not have fun. But having fun doesn't need to be eating whatever you want and doing things that objectively speaking, you know, are not the best for your health. It's finding enjoyment in movement. It's finding enjoyment in cooking. It's even maybe if you don't like those things, it's recognizing that those are the deposits that long-term will put you in a position where you are not going to constantly be worried about medication, this aspect of your health, whatever it is. And if it happens to somebody else in your life, guess what? If you have your health, how much more equipped will you be? How much better will you be able to help them and take care? So that's all I have for this one. Enter the giveaway one more time. What do you get? You get that macro consult with yours truly. I will put the little asterisk disclaimer. This doesn't apply to current clients because you guys get your macro consults with me every single week. If you're a past client and you haven't been inside of my program in like 2 years, by all means, please jump in and apply. If you've done a nutrition challenge with us at one of our gyms locally in Jersey, apply. Maybe we can refine a few things, touch base, see where you kind of were, how you were doing then and where you're at now. If you are just a longtime Fix listener and you haven't interacted with us and you don't know a ton about our program, there is no better way to be able to get your feet wet. So take a chance, bet on yourself, see if you get lucky, and you just might win. And like I said, who doesn't want some fun fitness Fix gear too? So with that, I will close out the show. And as always, from wherever you're listening from, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will catch you guys next Thursday.